friendship sweeter. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Well, how about that? It's Friday. Praise the Lord, and all God's people said, Amen. Fred, how you doing? It is, of course, Friday, this June the 19th, 2015. How you doing? My name is Joey Kroll. Mark is working on several different projects and asked me if I can fill in today. And I said, well, let me think about that. Of course. So, yeah, when people say they have a labor of love, and when I think of that, I think of actually being here and being part of this ministry, because it is truly a labor of love. Amen. Well, friend, I sure hope that you're having a great week. It's winding down here on this Friday, looking forward to the weekend. And if you can, it came out in the news yesterday morning, be praying for our brothers and sisters in Charleston, South Carolina. I don't know if you've been following the news. It's been all over the place yesterday and again this morning about a man walking into a church and doing some ungodly things, and nine people perished in that church in South Carolina. Broken hearts. It's going to be a tough weekend for a lot of families. So be praying for our brothers and sisters there in Charleston, South Carolina. Amen. Amen. Hey, if you have some time today, I encourage you to consider getting involved in the 2020 Challenge here at Great News Radio. It's an opportunity for you to let us know of your financial support. As you know, Great News Radio, we are listener-supported. We actually really do depend on the grace of God and His people rallying around and supporting us financially. So 2020 Challenge, it's an opportunity for you to give a gift of $20 or more for the next 20 months. So talk with your spouse about it, pray about it, and if you really feel led, do sign up at our website for the 2020 Challenge, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, and click on that banner there that talks about the 2020 Challenge. You get to sign up right there, or you can give a gift right now over the phone, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Hope you can prayerfully consider joining us and being part of the giving family. Well, coming up, we're going to be talking about something precious, Father's Day. For many, it is just going to be a joyous day, but for some, it's going to be a tough day. And for many years, Father's Day was a tough, tough day. I want to share a little bit about my heart, about growing up without a father. That's coming up right after this on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio.
God and God alone created all these things we call our own. From the mighty to the small, the glory in them all is God's and God's alone. God and God alone reveals the truth of all we call unknown. And all the best and worst of men won't change the Master's plan. It's God's and God's alone. God and God alone is fit to take the universe's throne. Let everything that lives deserve its truest praise. For God and God alone. God and God alone will be the joy of our eternal home.
thank you, Jesus. Lifting up and celebrating the name of Jesus here on this Friday. It's Joey with you. And 2 years ago, I did a study on a fatherless Father's Day that aired right here on Great News Radio on the Thursday edition of Mark and Fred's, I think, about 2 years ago. And I want to re-air that in preparation for Father's Day. Here it is. Well, coming up on Sunday, of course, is Father's Day. For many, Father's Day is an exciting time, especially if you're a first-time dad. But I know for some, the word father is associated with feelings of resentment, pain, fear, memories of broken promises, neglect, and maybe even abuse. To be honest with you, for several years, I'd never had a reason to celebrate Father's Day. Many of us listening today, I know, can probably relate. Because, you see, both my mother and father were in their teens when they conceived me. When my mother told my father that she was pregnant with me, he was scared and left. Not too much has changed today, has it? My mother, who at the time was liberal in her views, decided to keep me. Now, she could have very well aborted me. Because at that time, she was pro-choice. But praise God she didn't. Praise God. And to brag on God a little bit, I'm so grateful she didn't, because God has placed me, and I'm bragging on God here, not myself, but God has placed me in many, many opportunities to share the gospel message and encourage people to seek Him. Funny how God has a plan. As I think about that, I'm just blown away. I really am. But for several years, in fact, maybe over a decade and a half, maybe even 2 decades, my mom raised me as a single mother. And any single parent listening right now knows the difficulty of raising kids all alone. In fact, God's design for the family structure, by the way, for the family home, was never intended for a single parent. It's like hopping around on one foot, and that one foot tries to do its duty and the duty of the other foot that's not there, and it's going to wear out a lot quicker. So I put a lot of value and respect on any single parent, mother or father. And for several years, I grew up without knowing who my dad was or where he was. And unfortunately, I became bitter towards him. Never met the guy, but I became bitter of who he was and his neglectful ways. At the age of 16, I found him online and called him, and we started to have a relationship from then. He became a Christian, became a born-again believer. But at that time, the relationship between us wasn't really where it needed to be. Still kind of getting to know each other and so forth, and just the relationship aspect was there. We were there physically, but the relationship wasn't where it needed to be. And for several years, the relationship was on and off, on and off. And just flash forward to the last couple of years, my dad now is a pastor outside of Chicago. In fact, in a suburb outside of Chicago in Country Club Hills, Illinois. He's a pastor there at the Back to the Cross Ministries in Country Club Hills, Illinois. And several years ago, I asked him if he can baptize me, and he said yes. He was honored to baptize his son. And during that, God was doing something on his heart. I can't really say what for sure, but he was doing something. He was stirring something up in my father's heart. And at my baptism, of course, we had family come out and so forth, and it was the first time that my mother and my father saw each other in decades. And after the service, my father went to my mother and apologized to her. And she said, "No apology needed. I've forgiven you a long time ago." And afterwards, my dad had a conversation with me, and he told me how sorry he was for not being in my life. And he also said how proud he was of me. And that was a conversation that I waited 25 years to hear. And I'm so grateful for the road that God has taken me down to be where I am at today. Now, friend, great story of reconciliation of what God has done in our life, but I know for many of us, we don't have the opportunity to physically have a restoration in a relationship with our father. Or maybe you are a dad, but you are not at a place physically to reconcile a relationship with your children. Maybe your dad is no longer around. And Father's Day is just a great reminder, a terrible reminder, in fact, of the dad you never had. In fact, I was bitter for years. I remember one Sunday morning I was going to church, and this was before I even became a leader in the church. I went to a church, it was Father's Day, and the pastor was talking about how great dads were. And I walked out of that service, I was angry. I was angry. And now that I look back, it revealed to me that I had an area of weakness in my life. That I carried bitterness and resentment and frustration. I was angry, bitter, and resentful. And I'll tell you what, the Word of God is so, so comforting. It really is. It really is. To some people, maybe it may just be words on the page, but for me, it's God's love letter to a broken and wounded soul. Psalm 68, verse 5, I will be a father to the fatherless. Psalm 103, verse 13, as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. Psalm 27, verse 10, though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Friend, we need to remember that God is the perfect father. He is the perfect father. The fatherhood of God is not patterned after the fatherhood of men. Instead, earthly fathers are to relate to their children as God relates to his. So, friend, I want to encourage you today. Don't let your lack of father, earthly father, get in the way of your view of God. If anything, let it strengthen the relationship that you have with God. Psalm 27:10, though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. It's kind of funny how relevant the Word of God is, even though it's thousands of years old. Even though it's just a couple of thousand years old. It's so relevant today. Paul writes in Romans chapter 8, verse 15, for you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but rather the spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. We've been adopted into the family of God. See, Abba is an Aramaic term for father that conveys a sense of closeness. It's like the English word daddy. It kind of shows like a tenderness, a dependence, and a relationship free of fear or anxiety. Friend, I don't know where you may be this Father's Day. This weekend could be the greatest weekend of your entire life. Because maybe you're a first-time dad, or you're a dad that just loves when your children writes to you or sends you a card or calls you. This can be the greatest weekend of your life, or this could be a weekend that you are not looking forward to at all. I want to encourage you to do two things if possible, just from one believer to another. I just want to challenge you this weekend. One, reconciliation starts with just a phone call. Friend, if you have the means, if you have the ability to reach out to either your dad, or maybe you are a father and you know you need to reach out to your kids or child, reconciliation can start with just a phone call. And maybe you're thinking, nah, I'm not going to do that. There may be a reason why you're listening to this message today. I think you and I have been around long enough to know that there are no coincidences in the kingdom of God. So I encourage you, if you have the means to do that, take the first step of reconciliation and trust God in the process. And two, if this is a Father's Day that you are not looking for, I want to encourage you, as you spend your alone time with God, quote Psalm 27, verse 10, though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. And friend, you can make this weekend the greatest Father's Day weekend ever in your life.
Who here among us has not been broken? Who here among us is without guilt or pain? So oft abandoned by you. transgressions. If such a thing as grace exists, then grace was made for lives like this. There are no strangers, there are no outcasts, there are no orphans of God. So many fallen, but hallelujah, there are no orphans of God. Come ye unwanted and find affection. Come all ye weary, come lay down your head. Come ye unworthy, you are my brother. If such a thing as grace exists, then grace was made.
Talk about a beautiful, beautiful song. It's Avalon reminding us there are no orphans of God, because his word promises that he will be a father to the fatherless, a defender of the widows. Beautiful, beautiful song. Right here on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, Joey with you, and I do thank you so much just for your time and your attention today. I always look forward to our time together. I really, really do. And coming up on Sunday, I want to encourage you to join me for Sunday worship right here on Great News Radio as we hear wonderful worship songs, great devotions to prepare our day and end our weekend. So, again, I hope you can join me for Sunday worship this Sunday right here on Great News Radio. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Have a great, great weekend.